Back to school means back to routine. Make Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars part of your out-the-door hustle. Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars are made with real, nutrient-dense ingredients. Include Kind Breakfast or Kind Breakfast cereal bars as part of a complete morning meal for sustained energy from 100% whole grains. Plus, with oh-so-good flavors like dark chocolate cocoa and blueberry almond, everyone will be smiling out the door. Kind snacks are gluten-free, giving your family convenient snacks to make it from homeroom to the boardroom and back in time for pickup. Life's about to get even more hectic, but the way you snack doesn't have to be. With Kind Nut Bars for an afternoon or late-day snack on the go, snacking becomes the easiest part of your day. You can enjoy the full line of Kind snacks, including breakfast bars and nut bars, and know you're being kind to yourself with whole nuts or whole grains. Right now, get 15% off Kind breakfast bars and Kind breakfast cereal bars with code KIND, only at KindSnacks.com. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to MGP 472. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 I think my goal this week was from the moment our call started to starting the podcast, I wanted less time to pass than everyone else has experienced with the intro. I want to get to the point where we can do it in real time. I think it's like a 38-second song, and I think we missed it this week. Because Sheepdog and Anna started talking about whether or not Paul McCartney's dead. Which, if he's died overnight, it is Friday the 13th
no,
we're recording.
In 1966,
that's not what they were talking about.
Kevin.
I'm aware. I've heard you both talk about it at length at various points.
I've managed to go the best part of, what, 8 years without bringing it up after you explicitly told me not to. And Anna brought it up tonight. And I was very good about being like, no, I'm happy to crack on. And then you've brought it up again and again and again, and on the podcast now.
I went down a very deep rabbit hole about it. It all started off with Avril Lavigne.
I don't.
And then I ended up at Paul McCartney.
Oh. My
It was. I mean, it's not that deep of a story, though, is it? It's like it's a radio station in America.
You talked about it for a long time.
You know, apparently, in George Harrison's Last Will and Testament, he says it in there. Apparently, you can listen to this.
There's a song that if you play it backwards, it just says Paul is dead.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
I buried Paul, God. I think it was.
And Will Paul Come Back as Superman was the one that was a bit weird.
We had a week off last week, and now this is what I've come back to.
You brought this up.
I was explaining why I failed in my endeavour to not have any conversation with you all that wasn't recorded. I want to remove any suspicion that there's any kind of friendly banter going on behind the scenes. I want to save it all for the podcast. That's my new policy.
I've got two things to say about that. It is a good idea because Pab and I usually talk at length about what we've been playing while we wait for you to turn up.
I have
record
to
record that.
Kids to bed.
I'm not saying you were late. I'm just saying we meet up and talk about games before the podcast starts. And maybe we should record that and just slip it in after the bantery bit. But you know, after the advert, just stick Pab and I's conversation in. It would save us repeating it. But then also, I guess Kev's trying to keep this strictly professional because he knows we've got a court case looming. And I thought you were trying to prove we weren't co-workers, Kev.
That's why I've not given any of you any money since last year. This is all on a voluntary basis.
Makes sense. So you knew that they were going to change the law on calling people bald, and you knew the test case was out there and your days were numbered and you've been rumbled by the justice system. And and now apparently if you call someone bald, it's sexual harassment, and that's it. Kev's wrecked.
I mean, quite frankly, if we're doing sexual harassment cases against each other, Pab is going to have you over the coals.
Yep. I mean, he posed for those pictures, don't really know.
He was asleep in most of them.
Only some of them. But
yeah, I don't think you should be the one bringing up sexual harassment. I mean, let's face it, Anna was a listener, so I should have been cancelled by now. I'm very surprised. People have been cancelled for less. I abused my position of authority and moved a listener in. I am a monster. We're all getting sued by each other, it sounds like. Although I'm getting sued by two of you.
I'm Pab, if you count all the times you've tried to kiss him on the mouth.
Who's I need someone to sexually harass me so I can get some money too.
You need to be able to get, you're trying to get a Mexican standoff. If Pab can harass you, then we're both, like, all three of us are mutually assured destruction. But
yeah.
I mean, those pictures are all probably not deleted. They're probably all on my iCloud, to be fair. I might just do it.
They're
Rebecca
also all
Barbie
over Twitter.
Just throw my phone into the North Sea.
If you Google Pab 1986, I imagine they all come up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but they could never prove that I took them.
I mean, they could. They have the metadata in the photographs. You know how that. You did fancy computer
biggies
at university.
Yeah,
you
but
know
my
how
phones,
this works.
My devices have all got hilarious names or just, you know, gibberish names. It doesn't say, like, sheepdog phone.
My phone calls me Batman because there was that thing years ago. Get your Siri to call you Batman, and I did it, and I don't know how to change it back. So now all my devices call me Batman. When I connect my AirPods, it says Batman's AirPods. I've got Batman's AirPods 2 now. I've moved on. I've got Batman's Apple Watch, Batman's iPad. I don't know how to change it.
You're just going
I mean, this is all a confession. On, everything... If Batman's listening, he's got you on tape now. So you've got his iPad. It's another court case.
Yeah,
cancelled left and right.
It's brilliant. When we were on holiday last week, because I've got AirTags in all of my devices, it'd be like, I leave my backpack in the hotel. We're driving away. Batman's backpack has been left behind. What is going on? Oh, no, that's my backpack. Okay.
Oh, God,
Batman's
those things
wallet
freak
is no
out.
Longer nearby.
I think you can just ask Siri to start calling you anything you want. You just say it. You just say, Siri, call me this.
Hey, Siri, start calling me Pab.
What?
Hold on, just seeing if she does it. She's struggling.
Normally it would say, like,
still
okay.
On it.
Okay,
no,
Batman.
She is
I will
really
now call
struggling.
You Pab.
Sorry, I can't change your nickname on Apple Watch.
Oh, oh. She can't change my nickname on Apple Watch. There you go.
Got to yeah. Talk to your phone. I mean, everyone who listened to this on speakers is now got iPhones calling them Pab.
Oh, that's perfect. Hey, Siri, set an alarm for 4 a.m.
Stop being
mean. Oh, God,
mean.
My phone's listening, and it's done it.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, you fool. I was looking at mine in a panic, but realised I've got headphones on, so all good.
Oh, we haven't done this bit for years. We do this about every 3 or 4 years. It was Alexa last time. People love it when we go through this phase. We went on holiday, me and Anna. We went to Disneyland Paris. We had a jolly good time there, didn't we, Anna?
It was all right.
I mean,
it was jolly good.
You broke her. She was texting me saying she'd done like 50 billion steps and was physically wrecked.
I mean, she didn't. She did like 20,000 one day.
22.
Which is less than we used to do at EGX. She's just more broken these days. She needs a new spine. If anyone's a spine salesman listening, we are in the market for a spine.
And buttocks.
Or like
a wheelchair
might be the logical next step. We've got Amsterdam coming up for TwitchCon. I might have to push Anna around in a little trolley for the weekend.
That might
be the solution.
Yes, my back problems have reared their head, and it's
literally
really,
rear.
Yeah, and
it comes from
really,
the rear.
Really hurts. Like, I've never known pain like it. It's deliberating. It's awful. But I was born with it, so...
Can't Anna sit on your shoulders? I thought that was the point of getting a small partner you could carry around.
Yeah, I've given her the option to. The problem is she whinges about climbing up there. She doesn't like doing it, so...
I mean, you could get like a rope ladder that you just unfold. You could keep it in your hood and just unfold it as you climb up the rope ladder.
Well, I proposed that we just kind of amputate from the hips down because that's where all the pain is, and then I can just carry her around in a bum bag. But she won't let me get a bum bag. It was basically the theme of the week. I want a bum bag to keep my essentials in, and she won't let me get one.
I mean, you could be like, this is a bit of a random reference, but in the Legends Arceus, they've got that Pokemon that carries you around in a little basket, haven't they? Anna could sit in the basket on your back.
I want a bum bag. No, this is my route to getting a bum bag. No, but they're great. I can keep my wallet, my phone, my keys, my passport. I want to be driving away from places and my car terminal at Batman's bum bag has been left behind. That's like the pinnacle of awesomeness.
I would fear that you would lose a bum bag by putting it around your waist. It would just get swallowed up and gone.
I'm not a 1980s housewife. I'd wear it across my shoulders like a cool kid. I'm in the midst of a midlife crisis. Yeah. I want to wear it like a wrestling belt over my shoulder.
It's not really a bum bag then, is it? It's more of a shoulder bag.
The bag is still a bum bag. You just don't wear it on your bum.
Just get a basket like the Pokemon and carry around in that. You can put the washing in.
I don't like to use my hands for things.
Well, you wouldn't. You'd put your arms through it and it should just be on your back.
Mm.
Should be poking, you know, peeping out.
Then where do I
the
put
back?
My backpack? Siri's going to be forever on my back about it.
Oh, it could be in the basket.
You've left your backpack behind again, you idiot.
And I could just cuddle it while she's in
there.
And
I could wear my backpack, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. See, it all fits together. You just let her out the basket when we're at the places. We go to Fortnum and Mason, she can just get out of the basket. You can go to Forbidden Planet, she can get out of the basket.
This might work. Anna, are you on board?
I need to find someone to remove buttocks and legs.
Just, if you can hold on another decade, we'll be cyborgs.
It hurts so much. It's ridiculous.
How much of the below-the-waist stuff do you actually need to stay alive as a human? Surely you could just be chopped off down there, as long as you have some way for the turds and stuff to get out.
I mean, we're going a bit off course here, but surely you can just get like hip replacements, knee replacements, you know.
Yeah, but
that sounds
time consuming. It would be easier just to chop
it
all off.
Out these days,
and then I'll carry her around.
My colleague had a hip replacement, and I was like, "Oh, you must be going to be off for months." She was like, "No, I'll be up."
But the problem's not her hip; it's her actual spinal cord. I don't think you can get them replaced.
No, that's a problem. I just meant like hip. Downwards, just replace it all with metal. You'd be sorted. She'd be able. I mean, she could get blades and become like those Blade Runners, not the film. Become an Olympian.
Well, we're not,
if anybody listening wants to donate a spinal cord for Anna, we are taking donations.
Well, I wonder. Went in. They said my back and bones were 40% more worn than they should be at my age, because of the problems.
So Kev makes you run around events.
I do.
It's all Kev's fault.
You did run at one point. It's the first time I'd seen you run since EGF. What were you running for?
Oh, for the bench.
I don't remember
why
you ran. Yeah, for the Illuminations. There was one bench left, and there was another family with a pushchair walking quite quickly beside us, and Anna just sprinted. This was after her 22,000 steps, right at the end of the long day of the park. She just legged it. And I was like, what on earth is going on?
Because
I didn't know she could do that.
Because it was raining, and I didn't want to sit on the floor for 2 hours.
That's probably what broke you, doing your 50-metre dash.
Oh no! Every step of that was painful.
Shouldn't have done it then.
Did you want to sit on the floor?
No, but you could have sent the child. He could have done it.
Yeah, but he's not brave enough to. Well, then he is. He'll just lay down. He wouldn't sit
I
down.
I could have just.
Yeah, but he was wet. He wouldn't have sat down.
I was happy to wacky races the pushchair that was trying to go past us. I've got antics I could get up to. I had a stick. I could have stuck a stick in their spokes. I always have a stick.
Oh,
to wacky races people.
We did share in the end.
Yeah, didn't like that.
You had to sit next to a woman for 2 hours that you didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't amused. But yeah, we had a jolly good time at Disneyland. I went to many, many, many shops, bought many, many, many lovely things. And I even found a Batman toy within Disneyland, which
How?
I thought was quite... Huh? They had Batman Lego in the Lego store.
Oh, and Disney Village. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it was jolly good. And while I wasn't in the parks, segue alert, while I wasn't in the parks, I was playing Minecraft on my Switch. Minecraft's back, boys and girls. Hooray! It's nearly Minecraft season again. And this is how excited he is.
I am excited. I'm waiting for it to happen. You told me, oh, Minecraft. I mentioned, oh, we might be doing Minecraft soon. And then everyone was like, when? I'm like, I don't know. At some point, stop asking me.
Well, I thought I was going to be able to get a little bit of a flavour of it playing it on the Switch. But I realised that I didn't actually download the update before we left the UK.
Oh, no.
So I spent the first evening in France trying to download the update, which I did. I managed to get it downloaded, but then my Switch got stuck trying to reset itself. And as it was resetting, it was coming off the hotel Wi-Fi, and it just got stuck in a loop. So I had to hard reset everything, and then I managed to play on the old version again. So I did like 10 or 12 hours of mincing from an entirely fresh world, just doing all the stuff I'd done before. I dug a big hole. I dug lots of tunnels. You wouldn't believe where I spawned. It was like the reverse of where we spawned last year when we were playing in the realm. I spawned next to bamboo. Next to the bamboo, there was just a panda sat there looking at me. Spawn, a bunch of birds the other side. I've got ice on the horizon on the sea. I've got a sandy desert next to me with a desert temple.
I don't know if it's just a Switch thing, but my son's been playing it recently, and he started up, and he was like, oh, I spawned in a jungle, and I just was shaking my head at him like, you.
First thing I did was took all the bamboo so the panda couldn't have it, and just... took it to the other side of the island and replanted it. That's my bamboo. I want that. The only thing I've not been able to find is a village. I'm like 15 hours in.
Yeah,
I've done everything
either,
but can't find a village. Perhaps the Switch is just weird then.
Maybe. He was saying to me, he was going, I'm going to find a village. And then he was just on it for hours. And I kept saying, right, you got to get to bed now, whatever it is. And he'd be like, I haven't found a village yet. And I was just saying to him, well, there's might be one eventually. But maybe, I mean... There isn't some weird thing where there isn't any on the Switch or something. There must be, mustn't there? There's got to
Unless
be
there's some weird Switch thing where everyone starts at the same spawn point, maybe? I don't know. Perhaps it doesn't randomise spawn? I don't know.
I mean, that's plausible because you're describing his exact experience this past week, but that can't be true, can it? Surely.
I wouldn't have thought so. This is why we need a research team in the background to look this kind of stuff up while we're recording. I want someone to wave a pad of paper at me a minute saying, Kev, they do all start in the same place. Thank you, research assistant. That was much appreciated. But they're not here and we don't know. So that doesn't help. But I'm hoping it's the last time I'll ever have to play Minecraft on my Switch like a peasant. Because this week I finally... Got the email from Steam. My Steam Deck was ready to complete my order. That was 2 days ago and it's still not dispatched. But my Steam Deck is imminent and I am getting very excited about the prospect of just filling it up with all kind of goodies. It's basically a handheld portable PC. So as well as all my Steam stuff on there, I can fill it with emulators to get every Pokemon game ever made. I can put Minecraft on there. Theoretically, and I've not checked if this can actually be done, but theoretically, I should be able to get Xbox Game Pass on it.
Streaming.
This is...
See why not, yeah.
Streaming works. I don't think actual Game Pass stuff...
But it's a PC. It should do.
Yeah, but Windows isn't great on it.
People have been using them for Excel and stuff, haven't they? I know that's not what Kev was getting at there, but no. I have seen people set them up with multiple monitors and running all sorts.
But either way, I am just going to fill it up with goodies. And this is going to be my new when I'm on the toilet or not in the house toy.
I wonder, your comment about Pokemon, there is some data miners have found that there's code that suggests that the Switch is about to get all of the old Pokemon games as part of one of these online, you know, like they've got the SNES, the NES, the N64, which maybe that's why. Maybe they've realised, oh, crap, like this is a really, really simple way to just grab all of these and we can't actually stop it because the files are so common. You know, you can't move on the internet without finding them. So maybe they've
realised. My network game associate worked the space. He got his a couple of days ago and the very first thing he did was, look, I've got every Pokemon game ever on here. I never need to touch my Switch again. Oh, you monster. But yeah, Nintendo probably do need to counter it because although it's theoretically not intended, I don't think it's intended to be a Switch killer. Obviously, it's not going to have Nintendo first party stuff on there, but yeah, it's going to. I mean, I've been sat there this afternoon just cherry picking games that I feel like putting on it. I've got Persona 4 Golden ready to go. I've obviously going to get some Pokemons, going to get my Minecraft on there. But I'm just kind of picking through the entire Steam library. Do I want to put Fallout on here? Do I want to have, The Witcher? Elden Ring. Should I play Elden? No. Is that what it's called? Should I play that?
No, you'll get annoyed with it, Kevin. You'll break your Steam Deck.
My point is, I could play it. Mm. I even got myself Final Fantasy VI.
Why? Ooh.
The best
because
one.
it was cheap. And I thought, well, I'll give it. Apparently, it's been all remastered with new sprites or something. So I thought, I'll have it. Yeah, but I want to have stuff to play on it. And this looks pretty. Completely new graphics and audio, apparently. Remodeled 2D. Don't know when this happened. 23rd of February this year, apparently. Yeah. So I've got that ready to go.
I don't think I'd have the time to play a game like that on outside streaming. I don't think it would probably work on a stream, would it? An RPG?
Not unless you only played it on the stream, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would be a long...
Yes.
You'd have to become a full-time streamer.
Just 24/7 playing that through.
Yeah, Twitch plays Final Fantasy. There you go. That's never been done before.
Sure it hasn't.
I think a fish has played it before.
Who has?
A fish.
A fish?
Mm-hmm.
But as in like...
oh, that was Pokemon, wasn't
fish?
It?
I know it was some kind of game,
yeah.
But they put a fish
just
and
like
a fish
everywhere that...
Completed the game.
Split the bowl up into, like, if it swam to a certain bit, it would press A. If it swam to another bit, it would move left or whatever. And it just watched. You watched the fish moved. It made the controller move. And, yeah. Most of those Twitch plays is just the character spinning around in circles for 10 minutes and then suddenly going off in a certain direction and then flicking through a menu and all of that nonsense. So, I don't know whether the fish have completed it, but it is pretty amazing to think that there is potentially a fish out there that has completed Pokemon Yellow.
Nice. So yeah, I need some audience interaction. I've been holding off buying any of the indie games that have made it to Switch for the last year. I've not really bought anything on Steam for the last year because the moment the Steam Deck was announced, I decided to save everything and wait. So I'm like 12 months behind on any and all fun little indie games, the kind of stuff I've traditionally loved on the Switch and on the Vita, and this is where I need your suggestions. So tweet them at RB6K and he'll curate me a list and provide me with the best ones next week on the podcast. Good work, Sheepdog. I ain't going to read a load of tweets. They've got to tweet you.
I'll do my best.
I ain't reading tweets. What do you think this is? I'm not a secretary reading tweets.
Why don't you get like Final Fantasy 14 and just live in that? I've been chatting to people this week who I was debating to myself whether to tell a story that's a little bit R-rated, but I don't know whether I could tell it in a way that would be child-friendly.
Well, hold on, I'll take off my shirt while you tell it, so we'll split the R-ratedness.
So I've been chatting to this person who plays this game, and they're telling me about all the cool things you can do in it. It's basically got all these extra...
In what game, sorry?
Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got loads of sort of socializing stuff in there, like nightclubs where people go on Twitch and their characters in the nightclub and there's a DJ playing music and loads of people are in there and you get money and you build up your club and all this stuff, and it's, you know, got its whole ecosystem of socializing
in Final Fantasy 14 online.
Yeah
really,
but
wow.
Yeah,
you used to play this a lot.
Oh,
Anna.
I did.
Why,
yeah,
did
I spent a whole
this?
Morning crafting or something one morning for like
so
hours.
Yeah, I've just learned that, like, as well as playing the game, there's just this enormous online society in there, basically. So they like to go clubbing in there. But somebody else was telling me that they make artwork for it, and they made a mistake of... They thought they were in their group chat with their Final Fantasy friends, so they sent a message saying, I'm just looking for one more pose, and they used... I'm gonna say it. You can edit it out if it's not right, Pab. They said, I just need one more threesome pose. Any ideas? And I was like, I'm probably being dirty. I'm assuming they've only asked because this is not what I think it is. And I was like, what have you got? Thinking they mean like Charlie's Angels. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other three-part groups that are standing in poses. And then they replied with a picture and immediately deleted it. So I didn't see it. All I saw was a picture delete. And they were like, oh my God, I thought this was a private conversation with somebody else. And then it just opened with a can of worms in front of like loads of other people of, well, what did you mean? I thought you meant Charlie's Angels. And like, again, that when there were three members of Take That, I was literally trying to think of trios. I couldn't think of, I was like, Huey, Dewey and Louie, Alvin, Simon and Theodore. Literally my brain's immediately coming out of every trio I could think of. And it turned out they were making lewd Final Fantasy 14 pictures, which they sell. Apparently, they get people's characters, they make them these pictures, and then they sell them, and that funds this big nightclub fiasco and all this society, and they make millions out of it. And I was just like, and this exists in a game, does it? Like, what? But apparently it does, and it's lucrative, and they make lots of in-game currency for it that can fuel lots of other in-game stuff. And I was just like, wow. But they were obviously mortified, and it was a good icebreaker and quite a laugh. But turns out I'm more innocent than I thought, and I don't know whether anyone's hearing this story because Pab might have edited it out by now.
I'm not editing it out, no. And I'm genuinely baffled how you constantly find yourself in these strange situations. I don't know, I just zoned out, and I'm like, how did you end up here? How did you find yourself here?
It was just a group chat, and they just casually asked. If I'd have just, you know, we have our group chat on Twitter about the podcast. If I just sent you a message going, I needed a couple more ideas for the threesome pictures, you'd be like, what on earth are you talking about? I didn't think, what on earth are you talking about? I thought, nobody in their right mind throws smut like that into a group chat. They must mean trios, and they've just used the wrong word, because not everyone in this chat is a native English speaker. So I was immediately thinking Charlie's Angels, as I say, the ducks from DuckTales, the chipmunks. I'm literally thinking of trios. And then, yeah, no, it wasn't what they meant. It was a massive mistake, because the worst thing about it is, if I'd have gone, what do you mean, they'd have gone, whoops, that wasn't the question for here. But because I replied so nonchalantly with, what have you got already, thinking I won't go for the obvious ones like the chipmunks, what have you already got? And because I replied so calmly, they just assumed that I knew what they were talking about, because they thought I was in the chat they thought they were sending that question to. And so it was entirely my fault, which is really bizarre considering I was just replying to a direct question that was asked. But yeah, Final Fantasy 14,
you are apparently a worrying specimen.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing 14 then?
Sorry?
Are you playing Final Fantasy
XIV? No, I was telling Kev he should play it.
No, he's just looking at the porn in it, apparently.
It's a bustling game with a thriving community, so I just thought Kev might want to get in on it instead of playing Final Fantasy VI.
I do like bustling and thriving. They're two of my very favourite things.
And nightclubs and
tell you something else I've bought ready. Valheim.
Okay.
See, getting all the games.
Have you checked any of these are actually Steam Deck? Like compatible?
No, I'm just assume they are. I'm just buying games. I've got Unpacking as well. I've been saving that one.
You'll like that one, to be fair.
Good.
That's on the Xbox.
I'm a little bit annoyed that I can't sort Steam in most recent purchases. So I don't actually know which ones of these I've bought and which ones have been on here for years. So there's probably stuff I've bought today that I've already forgotten I bought today and will never get downloaded.
Surely you'll just load up Civilization.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to play the same games I play on my Switch and my laptop and my PC. Yeah, it's going to be used the same way every device gets used. Apparently, it's just got a slightly better screen than my OLED Switch, or my old Switch, as it always comes across as in texts, because it changes OLED to old. And then it gets confused because I carry my old Switch with me as well as a spare, just in case.
I always assume you're OLED, as in the snowman.
Frostpunk! I forgot I bought that like 2 years ago. I've never downloaded that. I could play Frostpunk on it. Oh, so much.
Did
so
you
many
see
games.
That on the list, or did me saying Snowman remind you?
I was looking through the list and I saw it. I was like, I remember buying that and
like
never downloading it.
That.
Yeah, there's loads of games. I've got 306 Steam games. How has this happened?
You are a bit of a moron who just buys things. That's how that's happened.
I mean, about 200 of them are Football Manager, I think.
Part of me is like, there can't be that many, but they're there probably could be. So I'm going to talk about games. If you're finished, are you finished?
I've had enough for now, yeah.
I can't remember whether we were streaming, whether we were podcasting after I completed Hollow Knight, but I completed Hollow Knight foolishly. I didn't realise I was at the end of the game, and I completed it in like the first 20 minutes of a stream where I started slightly early and no one was about. So that was a very anticlimactic way to finish streaming a game. Everyone came on, how you doing, Sheepdog? How's it going? And I'm like, I completed the game while you weren't here. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on the last boss. No, people didn't want to spoil me on it. People were like, nah, we're not going to backseat drive, just play it, we won't tell you anything. And every now and again they'd say, oh, head in this direction, because I'd get lost. But they didn't say to me, head over here and do the final boss. They just said, oh yeah, go over there. So I was a little bit surprised when it all ended. I was like, whoops. So I played a bit more of the final game on that, like the post game. It just gets incredibly difficult. I thought, oh, you know, I'm doing pretty well though. I completed it. I'm a pro gamer. But then today I've watched somebody complete that end boss and the one of the super hard bosses in a mode that you have one hit point, and if you get hit, you die, basically. So they managed to do the whole game without getting hit once. Not in one run. Like, the final boss took them, like, 65 attempts, and I managed to slip in and watch the 5 attempts and see them succeed. But they did, like, 87% of the game, because you get a cheat, depending on how many bosses you've beaten, you get, like, a score. So I think I'm only at, like, 75% of the game completed at that point. I think the maximum is 112%, but they've done two of the hardest bosses without a single sword touching them or anything. That game's just got depth on depth on depth on depth. It's insane how much is packed into it. And I'm a little bit frustrated that I want to play it all the time, but it's at the point now where no one wants to watch it. Now I've completed it, there's no one. Like, I put it on the other day because I was playing a game I'll get onto in a minute, and that game wasn't very good in the end. So I switched back, and if, like, people just filtered off. I was like, oh, right, fine, message received. So I'm retiring that from streams, but I'll probably play it in my own time, which I don't often do with games. If I stop streaming them, I stop playing them, but this one I want to keep playing because I'm just really enjoying it. And I've joined the queue of people waiting for the sequel to come out. Every time there's some sort of game event, everyone's wondering whether it's going to be announced, because they said it would come out at some point soon. I think the creators are something like, it's got to be out eventually, isn't it? And it's like, well, you're the people making it, so be more precise. But yeah, that's been very cool. Everyone told me that Ori and the Blind Forest was a very similar game. And I feel like I was getting on with it. It was fun. And then I was doing a stream where it was a bit harder, and I was starting to get a bit frustrated with the controls, because I don't think it controls anywhere near as well. And but I was persevering, because I was just not very good at games. I can't really blame the game when it's a popular game and it's out and it's been made by people who make games. You know what I mean? It's not going to be them, it's going to be me. But then I got to this point where I'd completed this kind of level, and all I had to do was put this orb in a tree, and then the tree would fill up with water, basically. And then you had to sort of flee the tree as quickly as you could while water was right up, and if the water caught up with you, you died. And I must have died on that like 20 times in a row. I just couldn't.
Oh,
do
I've
it.
Done that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know me, if it repeats too much, I start getting sick. And I don't think I'm particularly aggressive on stream, but I did start feeling like I was being aggressive. I think I was getting angry at it. Like, I would definitely call it a stupid game a few times. It was just getting a little bit fussy. And I thought, that never really happened in Hollow Knight. I'd be dying on the same boss like 10 times, but laughing about it, because actually I knew exactly what I'd done wrong. I'd gone left instead of right, or whatever it was. But in this, it was just like, can't see the character. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I tried running up this wall and it didn't work. Or there's like this move where you have to, if someone spits energy at you, you can pause time and then use the energy to bounce you in a different direction and fire the energy somewhere else. And the thing that was supposed to fire energy wasn't doing it. So I was just standing there waiting for it to happen. The level was filling up, and sometimes it happened, sometimes it didn't. So it just felt really luck based, or the system just wasn't, I wasn't triggering it and I didn't know how to. But I failed it so many times. I just said, right, I'm turning this off and I'm switching back to Hollow Knight. And everyone was like, oh, okay. And as I say, then I think that just made everyone think, I'm not interested in this. So, I stopped playing Ori. I've been told that Will of the Wisp is much better.
Yes.
I might fire that up and play it on my own and see whether it is. And if it is, then I'll delete the save and play it at a later date, kind of thing. But I ended up just trying to see what else I could play. I did a whole vote and then ignored the results and played something else entirely, which was a bit stupid. But I didn't know that.
Pulling a Kev.
Yeah. I didn't know that I can't even say it. Iyuden Chronicle Rising was out, and what that is, there's a. So I've banged on about Suikoden for the past decade of this podcast. It was a JRPG series It had all these wonderful quirks to it. The idea of the games was that you'd start off as this one character, and while you're doing the story of the game, you'd also recruit other characters. So you're kind of, I think you're the son of a general on the baddest side of an army, and you realize that your people are bad, and you end up joining the rebels, and then you're just kind of going off on your merry way recruiting people for the rebels, and you might meet someone who's like, oh, by the way, I own a castle, and it's like, all right, we'll all go around yours, shall we? And then you do up their castle and find a guy who's invented a lift and a guy who's invented windows, and it's like they put windows in your castle and they put a lift in your castle, and you can go upstairs, and then there's a guy who's invented roofs and all this nonsense, but it upgrades everything, and these people join your army, and they've all got abilities, and it unlocks more of the story, and if you've got certain people you can go certain places. So it's quite a good way of telling a tale. And so back in PS1 era, these games were epic and they were great, and they made 6 of them. And one of the beautiful things about it was if you completed Suikoden 1, you could move your save to Suikoden 2, and then characters who were still alive in Suikoden 2 were there, and all of this. So you could have them in 3, and there were certain... Sometimes I think it was just little things like you could pass a weapon on from Suikoden 2 to 3, and it meant that you could then find this superpowered weapon later on that you'd leveled up and done stuff with, and just clever stuff like that. But the people who owned the rights to that game, I can't remember, I want to say... someone like Konami or Bandai, one of them, just didn't really do anything with it in the West properly. Like, it wasn't given the love it should have been given, so the discs were really expensive. Like, I think I bought it for like 60 quid and sold it for 90 quid. That's how like rare they were. So that series kind of died a death over like, you know, 15 years ago or whatever. And the people that made it have got together and done this Kickstarter where they've said, right, we're going to make a new series called, I think it's called Aiden Chronicle or Aiden Chronicles. It's definitely not got an S on it. I'm looking at it on my desktop at the moment, but it seems like a weird way of wording it. But that's coming out next year. And as part of the hype building for that game coming out, which is supposed to be this Suikoden successor that's going to have a lot of the stuff that you look, that, you know, so I'm guessing it's going to have that. Oh, there's, because there's always 108 characters, I think it was the 108 stars of destiny, their gimmick. And if you got all of them, then you could, like, I think you got all 107, and then it would bring back 108th character who died in the story or something like that, who'd be useful and that kind of thing. So there's an incentive for getting all the characters. So Aiden Chronicle is gonna be that successor with the loads of characters and the story that changes depending on who's been recruited and all that kind of stuff. And this Aiden Chronicle Rising is supposed to be a story set, I think it's like 150 years before that game that's not out yet. And the idea is you play this and you learn about the lore of the world, and you kind of impact the lore of the world as the player. But I read that as the advert for the game coming out, I thought it meant like I would do stuff in the game that would be me personally affecting it, which felt a little bit hard for them to release a game that would do that for everyone, if that makes sense. It seemed unlikely, unless the saves on my computer perhaps, but whatever, the way they worded it sounded promising. I just thought it'd be good to learn the lore, learn about the world. So I got it. It was on Game Pass. I was expecting to buy it, and then it just happened to be on Game Pass. It's on Switch as well. The game that's coming out next year is going to be an RPG like the likes of Final Fantasies and so forth, but this is like a very different, it's like a platform game, a 2D platformer with a bit of an RPG element to it. I think I'm going to start with some negative points. It's very wordy, probably like this review. I feel like I was just sat there clicking through conversation thinking, you could have put this on one box, I could have read it immediately, but you've decided to do it in 12 boxes, and I'm just clicking A, reading through it. And at first, sometimes I like to read what they're saying on stream, but I got to a point where I was like, this is too much text. I feel like I'm just reading you all a story. I don't want to sit here and read you a story. So I'd skip the conversation and then I'd be like, what am I doing now? I don't know what I'm doing. So I feel like they need to maybe work on that if that's how they're going to do the next game. I looked up feedback on it, like what reviews are like, and they did all say it's a lot of, what's the word? When you're kind of telling the story through, I forgot. There's like a phrase that people use for when a story is telling its story, and it's a bit too, I want to say supposition or something like that, but that's probably the wrong word. But yeah, there's a lot of kind of that where they're just telling you the story or being really like, oh, there's a lot of context here, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, you could just get on with it. So that's a bit of a negative, but you can skip it. So most people probably would. As I've got into it, it is quite fun. You basically running errands effectively. I turned up, I wanted to become an adventurer in this town. They were like, well, it costs 100 grand to become an adventurer, you need a license, or you could get like 20 stamps on this card, and if you're useful enough and you add enough value to the town, we'll let you become an adventurer. And so that's what you do, you start running errands. Someone wants some nuts from the forest, so I had to go get them nuts. Someone was like, my house is falling down, I desperately need some wood, so I got them some wood. They rebuilt their house, and because they were so grateful, they gave me the house next door. A lot of it's like, what, okay, that doesn't make sense, but I'll take it. Help someone's cat, that kind of thing. But as I've got on, it's got more story, obviously, more elements to it. I've noticed there's, you can fish in it apparently. There's more characters that join your team and they have different abilities, so you can press like Y and they'll take over, and then they can smash through giant rocks. It seems cool, it seems fun. I don't think I'm going to stream it moving forward, but I think I'll carry on playing it just because I want to get this lore. I feel like it's, do games normally, is this a new thing for games to start doing, releasing a completely different genre of game to feed you? I know they do like accompanying phone apps, but I don't think I've ever seen a game bring out a platform game to hype build or lore set or whatever this is trying to do. It's a bit of a clever idea, and getting it on Game Pass seems like a good idea, but I also fear that a lot of people will play it and think, well, that was crap, or that, you know, if they didn't like it, and then not get the next game. I feel like that's the gamble they're going for. Like, if I said to you, oh, this is really good, go play it, and then you played it and didn't like it, you're not going to go play the RPG, are you?
Depends if Pap tells me to or not, really.
Yeah. But I think it grew on me. It was, you know, you can upgrade your weapons, you can buy new stuff, you can, you know, there's an inn where you can go and have a massage, and depending on what massage you have it up, you know, either means you get more experience for that day, or you're more powerful for that day, or you're more defensive for that day, or whatever it is. You know, you can go and buy food that will give you power ups and stuff. So there's lots of depth to it. Someone came into my chat and said to me they've completed it and they're going to go play it on hard mode. I was like, okay, so it's good enough that you're wanting to replay it then? And they were saying, yeah, they're really enjoying it. I feel like people have enjoyed it. Reviews seem to be saying it's 8 hours if you just play it, but if you really want, apparently there's like 100+ sort of quests you can do in it. There's lots of depth for just going off and running these errands, but I'm not the sort of person who's going to sit there and try and do every single one. If I get to the end of the story, that's the end of the story, you know. But yeah, I'm pleased to see it. I feel like it's given some vibes. I don't think it's got all, I mean, I'm waiting for, there's a lot of like things like runes and stuff like that in Suikoden that I was guessing would be in this. They have mentioned them, but I haven't seen any of that yet. But they've definitely got the element of the thing I mentioned about the castle and meeting the people that do different things. It's not exactly like that, but I have gone and got them stuff, and suddenly there's an inn, suddenly there's I'm helping them build a clock tower and stuff like that. And so I am unlocking benefits for the town that are then making the game expand. So I guess it's going to follow that in the next game as well. But yeah, it's been very cool. That was Ayuden Chronicle Rising. If you've got Game Pass, it's on there. If you've got a Switch, it's on the Switch. So it suggests that both of them will probably see the RPG as well. And that's my lot.
Splendid. Before we go any further, Pabby, for goodness sake, sell me something. We need an advert.
You see it every day. The first dollar you earned from your first customer. Now it hangs on your wall at headquarters. A reminder of where you started and the promise of what's still to come. In part because you rely on Sandy Spring Bank to help you make the right choices on real estate and equipment loans, treasury management, and commercial services. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your business. Visit sandyspringbank.com/business. Credit products offered by Sandy Spring Bank.
It's the best one you've done yet. Excellent work. Continue about your business while I carry on looking at wrestling figures on the internet.
Stop looking at wrestling figures.
I need more.
We've talked about
really?
This.
I don't think anyone needs more in your position.
You don't need them. Like, he doesn't need any more.
I like wrestling figures.
Didn't you buy enough last week, Kevin? I couldn't even supervise you, and you came back with a lot of stuff that wasn't pre-approved.
Pre-approved, brilliant.
Most of it wasn't for me, though. I only bought myself one Captain Marvel figure. Everything else was for other people.
You made a day of it. You were out for hours and hours.
I had a lovely time. I went to a cafe. I watched a parade. It was excellent.
Without me.
Yeah. terrible. You should have come with me rather than being broken.
I wasn't broken. The child didn't want to go.
I went to both parks and the village all by myself. I
hate you so much.
That sounds terribly depressing.
It is.
I had a lovely time.
I had to sit in the flat while he went out.
Monster.
I went to every single shop at Disneyland Paris.
Well,
every single one.
A flat with Andrew.
So everyone had a lovely time.
Yeah. Did you play games while you were in there, Anna?
I did not.
I was trying to segue you there, but okay.
I don't. I took my Switch.
You played loads of games this week, though.
I took my Switch and I don't touch it. I don't know why. I think I prefer my phone.
Worryingly, she started making noises along the lines of, "So if I like the Steam Deck, I'm going to be allowed to have a go, aren't I?" I tried to buy it a year ago. I wanted to order two.
Kevin, it was like 7 in the morning. I was trying to get a child ready for school or getting myself ready, and you're just chatting at me. I need a minute. And then you had gone from the room. So I was like, what were you saying?
I ordered at 6:37 p.m.
See? Oh, PM. I was probably at work or something.
On July the 17th.
What, last year?
Yeah. Because work space ordered at 6:07. So I had to work out why he already had his. But it's because he ordered 30 minutes before me.
I see. I was probably asleep or something after work because I don't...
You weren't at work! It was July last year!
I was probably asleep because I was
probably mugging
depressed.
You off, Chapman. She's sick of your stuff.
You would have been watching Night Garden with that small child.
Been asleep,
what
then?
Magic beans you trying to sell me today, old man? That's probably what she said. Sick of your stuff.
Well, if you want one now, you can get one for October.
Yeah, I'll have a look at yours first, and then we'll
be
see.
In time for.
I need
the next
Comic
Con.
Yeah, well, you should get one of those. They're great.
They took it off me, sheepdog. So sad.
Why?
Because it was
getting too much oxygen.
No, it was just to see if I needed one. I do need one because I was having 44 episodes a night and I was down to one. So
sounds like me when I was watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. 40 episodes a night. I was knackered.
So it was like, you do need one, but there's 50 people in front of you. And I was like, oh, yeah, about July, August. Oh,
sounds like postcode lottery to me. You need to be shouting that over and over again. Postcode lottery.
It's so annoying.
I mean, I was going to say,
aren't
quite
you
quick.
The partner of that man who bought one and got it next day?
You told me not to tell her.
Can't you just buy another one?
You told me not to tell her. So
yeah, because I don't want to be. I didn't want to be taken off the waiting list. Because then when they say that there's one for me, I can go, well, I don't need it, but I know someone who does.
I'm going to give it to you for that. But I was going to say mine was quite quick, and then I realised no, I got diagnosed in 2017, and they forgot to tell me for 3 years. So mine was slightly delayed. I reckon they probably had to speed mine up. I might have a full head of hair if I'd got that quicker.
You could have got it when you were like 9.
I might. Well,
stop
I might
being
have been a few stone lighter by now. I feel like I'm definitely seeing the benefits of it a little bit. But I could have been. I'd have been like 4 stone lighter by now if I'd got it in 2017. It's ludicrous. Oh. I could have been an Olympian.
It's not too late. We're still going to do beach volleyball at the Olympics one day. We've already agreed on that.
We have agreed. That was a sacred pact. But, Anna, have you played any games?
I have played games, but none of them have been in the 2020 decade.
What?
This is the mature gamer podcast.
I've been playing older games.
She's been playing Red Dead Redemption because I bought a cowboy hat and we went on a boat and we both felt like we were in Red Dead Redemption. So she came home and played it because she's a madman.
Oh, I do like that. The game is ridiculous because I've been playing it again on PlayStation because that's where I bought it, and I'm finding things I've never seen before. It's excellent. I found out this guy who was doing a botanist, and now I can make a special potion for my horse. So yeah, it's excellent, and just going around. Just doing stuff. It's weird. It's just a nice, big... It's like,
is that why my other cowboy hat's in the living room? Have you been wearing it when you've been playing?
Oh, I should wear it. Oh, I should. But yeah, I've been playing... Like, because I've played it before, I know what happens. And there's this one mission that I don't want to do because I know who he is, who I have to go and get, and I don't want to go and get him because he's not a very nice man. I'm not going to say it because I don't want people to like spoil it if they haven't played it. But I really don't want to do the mission, so I'm doing everything else by that mission because I don't want to go and help him. I have no interest because he's not a very nice man. But, yeah, so I've just been going around finding things to do, finding dinosaur bones because there was a dinosaur bone at Disney. So, right, I remember that. I need to go and find the Disney, the dinosaur bones for the lady. Yeah, it's just a nice open world game that you don't have to do any. Well, you obviously have to do the missions to progress through like the area, but you can just ride over there and go and see what's happening, or go and shoot some animals over there with an arrow. I enjoy it very much.
I've still not completed the second one. I was just looking at my.
This is the one I'm playing, number two.
I was just going to get to why. Because I don't have a sofa in my office and my PlayStation is set up on the TV. Basically, when I first got the office sorted, I had two desks in an L shape and I was facing the TV if I faced a certain way. But then the weight of the monitors caved that table in. So I've now got a new table and the TV's behind me and I haven't got anywhere to sit to face it.
Your chair moves, doesn't it?
So if I get a chair to sit on... Sorry?
Doesn't your chair move?
I mean, yeah, this chair moves, but this is a PC chair. It's not a lounging around chair. If I can get a chair that faces my TV, then my PlayStation's going to get the like usage of a lifetime.
Just hook it up to the monitor.
I could do. But no, at some point I need to get a sofa. So
or Red
sit
Dead on
the
PC,
TV.
Like it's everywhere. There's no excuse. I think it was on Game Pass. I'm not sure if it still is. But you should.
I don't think I want to go down the rabbit hole of streaming Red Dead.
Oh no! Don't stream it. Play it for yourself. Jeez, no! Don't, yeah. Don't like. Do like you find an abandoned shack. You go in it, and I found a cigarette card that I need, and I was like, "That's excellent!" Like I didn't have to go in that house, but I did, and now I found a cigarette card, and now that's all mine. I complete my because like there's collections upon collections in this game. It's ridiculous. Like you go to Assassin's Creed, and you see a map, and they've all pinged like with the feathers and stuff. This one, you don't know where anything is. Nothing. You just have a map and some markers of where certain things are. But that's it. You can just go on and do what you need. So I've been doing that. And then I played the game from 2014. Because I keep seeing it on my shelf and thinking, I did enjoy that game. That game was fun. And I know it's on Xbox because I know Bethesda's on the Xbox. So I've been playing Wolfenstein The New Order from 2014. It looks so good. Like I don't know what they've done to it. Or if it looked this good back in PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4 era, but it looks lovely. Like I can't fault it. It's lovely. It's so crisp and it's like I don't get it. I was like, how is this game from then and it looks like this good now? Like I don't understand, but it's really good. It's mindless fun and I enjoy that. I've played this like 3 or 4 times before. I like going through the game. Like I've just done like chapter 7, and in a minute I'll go into a prison, and then I'll go to space, and then there's like
space.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Hang on, you're not Red Dead anymore, are you?
No.
Sorry. I
was like, what? Did you just like zone out?
You played that in Red Dead, Cheek Dog. You didn't get that far, did you not?
I'm not going to lie, Anna. I saw a Dupida had spawned in Pokemon Go, which is a new Pokemon that's added in, and I was excitedly catching it. We're on Wolfenstein, aren't we?
We are, yes, the new order. So all of the Wolfenstein games are now on Xbox Game Pass because Bethesda got bought and stuff. So I'm going to play them all again, except for Youngblood, because that was an awful, awful game. Don't go down that rabbit hole, because it's not worth it. I didn't like it. It really isn't like the other games. I don't know what they were thinking, but I don't like Youngblood. But I'm going to play New Order, I think it's Old Blood, and then Colossus, which is Wolfenstein 2. They're mindlessly fun games. Like, I don't get it. You just... In wherever you go in, I think I was in Berlin at some point, and there's the Germans have taken over, and all the camps, and just... Yeah, not very nice. Like, there's Beatles songs in it that are in German. It's ridiculous. Like, the album cover looks the same. It's, like, the same four boys, but it's in German. I don't know how they got the license for that. Like, can you do that if you have a song that's in, that's, can you get a song that's translated and then just like not have the license? I don't know. But it's good. So I've been playing them two games just because I just want something easy to play. And I need, yeah, that's it really. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But I've been playing old games because everything is being delayed at the moment. So yay. That's me. That's all I've done.
Somebody say something!
I was waiting for Pam to step in. It was his cue.
Me?
Well, you're next, are you not, mister?
Yeah, can be. So, what have I done? I've had a week off of podcasting and I've had nothing to do. I'm at a loss with video games at the minute.
Oh, no! I'm
at a loss of things to do.
Pam, I promise we won't go on holiday again. It sounds like we've ruined you.
It's not. So, I mean, if this the podcast had happened last week, I'd still be at a loss because I finished Elden Ring.
Oh, well, hey,
I finished it. 149 hours, I want to say. Level 270 finishing, and now I don't know what to do with myself. Nothing's. There's nothing to play anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't want to do anything anymore. I went back and played a bit more. Goodness Elden Ring. Me. I don't know what to do.
Oh, no.
It's like, nothing to say. It's not.
Right, well, I'm going to tell you what to do because I'm still working through my Steam library, seeing what's here. I've made it as far as Persona 4 Golden, and you've only played that for 3.2 hours.
That's quite
so
good.
Get on that, you monster.
Quite I didn't good. Know
that's a 100-hour game.
Steam.
Persona 4 is.
Yeah.
Is that a streamable game, do you reckon?
Yes, it's brilliant.
100-hour stream.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
That almost makes me feel like I should get a Steam Deck so that I can play it, because I don't think my Vita would be up to it anymore, and it'd be too small screen, wouldn't it?
I mean, it would still play the game the same way it always did.
Well, of course it would, but I don't know that it's in... I mean, to be fair, I probably played on that for all of 20, 30 hours, that console. It's just in a drawer in my living room.
Mine's still in my bedside table covered in stickers.
I should probably see whether they sell for anything on the internet and then flog it. but yeah, no, I've never played it properly. I played it for 2 hours and nothing happened, so I was like... Mm.
Should, because then we can sing the Junez song. Oh, and there you go. Steam Deck compatibility verified. Excellent. We'll be having a bit of that.
Hmm. Well, speaking of games, in my desperation, I've just got onto one of our podcasts from a month ago where Sheepdog started playing Hollow Knight. And he spoke so highly of it, he convinced me. I was like, what have I got to lose? I've got nothing else to play at the minute. Let's try it. And then played 25 minutes and stopped.
Yep.
25 minutes? How?
I got bored, Sheepdog. There's no map in the game initially, from what I could tell. And I was just
You
wondering.
Have to meet the map man. You hear him humming to himself and you have to find him.
I found That's a fella horrible. Who was humming. I think I feel like I found someone
yeah,
who
that's
was.
The map man.
Yeah, but he wouldn't talk to
He's
me.
Going, do.
Oh, no, I spoke just to him. There was a little bug in a mine. I remember that much.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't know what they do.
She was whistling away to a little nice tune. There was a big like ladybug-looking guy who wanted to fight me with a sword or something. He just kept whacking me, so I ran away and then promptly killed him. But, yeah, I just didn't know where I was going. There was an area I couldn't physically go to because I needed a key. There was a building I could go into, but nothing was particularly going on. I was like, I don't know what direction I'm going to be going because it's such a big area. I could go all, like down about five or six levels, and there's about three. There's like each level has a left and right. And I'm like, I don't know. It's got to point me in a direction at the start of this game for surely, and it didn't.
I think you're right in that it doesn't. I think you do need to have someone nudge you where to go, and I personally don't remember where you go because someone would have just told me, nope, head this direction.
But
I think you just sort of top left, I want to say. I feel like I explored the main area.
I went as far left as I could until it stopped me, and I went down a level, and I went across, and then it went, and that went all the way one way, all the way left, and then I turned back and went, okay, so I'm back in like the starting big room sort of thing, I think. And you go down again, and then I fell off a platform, and I went all the way down to the very bottom. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't go left anymore here, so I'm going to go right now. I was like, well, there's like about three or four rights that I could have gone in along this. I was like, turn this off. This is just, not having a map at the start is just frustrating. And I know it's probably simple, and I've just missed it at some point, but it was just frustrating. And
because the problem is that's like the sort of middle place, and then there's just about, I don't know, 15 or more offshoots that are like town, there's a big foresty area, there's a...
I found
like
a town where I had to go in a well or something, I had to go down into the mine.
Oh, that's at the top, no, yeah, yeah. That's just the start kind of thing. But, yeah, no, I would... Maybe you need to just find a guide if you ever wanted to do it, or someone listening wanted to do it. I feel like just a guide that gives you little nudges without spoilers. Not that there's that many spoilers, but once you get into it and you've kind of got a few places, it does just feel much more like you're exploring, and it's fun, and you know. But I used to laugh logging in because it would show my first attempt where I tried to play it, and I literally played 15 minutes and turned it off. And then the time that I've played it, and there's been someone sat there just giving me a nudge if I get lost, and I put in like nearly 40 hours, I think, of it. I played a lot of this game, and I'm at a point now where I know how to get around. And I think what I liked about it is, yeah, at the moment you're just a guy with a little nail sword thing, and you can't really do very much, but you unlock so many moves that help you just jump up walls and stuff. It's very satisfying, just you bouncing up a wall and shooting across the screen.
The other thing is, you start off very, you're not very powerful. Jump and a swing, that's about it. And I know there's more to it, but it's like, it's just frustrating enough to be the point where you're like, when you fall off a platform and you fall like four or five down, and you've like got to work your way back up it, and you're like, no, I've had enough. I've just kind of floated around games, just kind of trying them. Kev, last time mentioned Dorf Romantic came out, and I tried that again. No, it's out, isn't it? Yeah.
It is out.
It was good. I lost myself to like probably about 90 minutes of that. I just like, it's just, yeah, that is a time suck game where you can literally just disappear. An evening can go just like instantly. You don't realise you spent 3 hours just spinning tiles around, putting them down to this nice chill out music, and that is a good game. If that one's on a Steam Deck, I'd be worried, because I feel like I'd be in bed.
Just looked, it's not Steam Deck verified, which is a little sad. I will obviously try it and see if it works.
Yeah, because I feel like I would lose a lot of time to that game. Just be like, I can't go to sleep. Okay, let's get a Steam Deck out, and we'll play 4 hours of Dorf Romantic instead.
Is that on the Steam Deck then?
It's not verified, but it'll probably work. Most stuff will probably work on it, but it's just not verified. Basically, if it's got controller support, it will probably work on the Steam Deck.
Cool to know.
Yeah, I assumed it would have. I'd like for it to have been out on like an iPad by now, or maybe
I guess
Switch.
That'll be the next plan. Come out like 2 weeks ago on PC.
Yeah.
So I imagine the next step, I think reading about it, it's made by just one guy on his own. So I guess he's got this version up and running, and now he'll, if it sells well, start working on others, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully, because it's a very good game. I enjoyed my time with it. I went back. There's been a time of going back. There's not been anything particularly out that I want. But I did. There's a new DLC pack for Beat Saber, and I've been playing. So I've got back into that again. There's now a electronic mixtape out, which immediately sold me on it because it had Darude Sandstorm on it, and I went, oh, that's just funny. I'm gonna get that. That's just cool. Immediately realised I can't do that song. That song is hardcore. That is seriously a difficult level to do. I'll beat it at some point. I will. But my word, is it hard? What else have you got on there? You got some Fatboy Slim is on there and some other different things. Just some cool songs on there, but it encouraged me to get back into it. And today, in fact, I've dipped my toes into Expert rather than I've moved it off of Hard Difficulty and put it onto Expert. I don't know. I did it because the song I was playing, I thought I know this song in and out now on Hard Difficulty, and it's relatively slow. It's okay. I was like, right, let's just put it up and see what it does. And I got through it, and I surprised myself. I then promptly forgot to take it off Expert, and then played the next song. I was like, this is bloody hard. What's going on? What happened here? And then realised I was playing on Expert. But I did okay. So I might be finally getting to the stage where I can play Expert. I mean, I don't. It's not graceful. It's just me flailing around, just frantically, just swinging for these things, and I'm just getting lucky, I think. But Beat Saber continues to be very good, very, very good. What else have I played? Oh, I tell you what I did do. It was this evening, so I was literally looking for stuff for the podcast. I was like, what shall I play? And I turned the PC on and I looked through my stuff and I went, I just don't want to play anything. I genuinely don't want to play anything. I think Elden Ring has proper broke me. Mm-hmm. It's seriously broke me. And then I remembered I've got the mini golf game on in VR. I was like, you know, let's put the headset back on and let's play some Walkabout mini golf, which I mentioned probably about a month or two ago. And damn, is that a good game? I just played in like the Highlands map, just a mini golf course, and it's just got some nice like Highland kind of music going, and just like you can hear the wind whistling around you, and you just wander about the mini golf course all over these like Highland mountains type things, and just playing a game of mini golf. And then I did the same course again, but I did it in multiplayer and I played against someone. And they didn't speak to me or anything, but they kind of waved at me, and they just took turns in playing mini golf. And that was nice. That was a very chill evening that I've had tonight, just playing mini golf. Didn't realise I spent like about an hour and a half in mini golf tonight, but it was nice. It was nice to play something a bit different, and I do like mini golf games, so it was
cool. This is right up your street.
It was good. I the other thing I found is that I find the mini golf in it is fine and whatever, but the other thing is you have to find like missing golf balls, and you unlock different colours for your golf balls by just finding random ones all over the world, sort of thing. So you just get, I find myself just wandering about the world, just looking for golf balls around, and then you can suck them up, and then you get that golf ball at the end of the
wandering around the world looking for balls to suck. It's always your game. That is, you're a monster.
So yeah, it's just cool. It's cool, and there's like loads of DLC. There's loads of different levels for it now. So I'm probably gonna find myself buying different courses for it now. It's like £2 a course or something like that. I was like, oh, I can see myself doing this at some point. But yeah, that has been it really. Like I say, I've started playing more Fortnite again now. I haven't got Elden Ring to play. I've started playing Apex again because the new season of Apex came out this past week. Oh my word, has that changed? There's a whole new map, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. And then I died a lot in that game. I wasn't doing much at all. But Fortnite continues to be Fortnite. We're well into the season now. Had a good wander around the map. Had a look around. So know most of the places now on the Fortnite. I tried building again. Building was weird again. After doing no builds for most of the last few weeks, I tried just build mode again, and I was like, oh, this feels weird. this feels weird now, and it's going to break me when they eventually take no build out and build mode just becomes the default again. It's like, oh, I've got to relearn it all again after losing it all for a few weeks. But other than that, yeah, pretty much, like I say, Elden Ring has been the only thing that has kept my attention. And I'd like I say, odds are I'll start again. Odds are I'll start again on Elden Ring on New Game Plus. Because I'm already...
Sorry, go on, mate.
No, go on, you're good.
Did I say, what is the next big game? Because that was like the game.
That's the thing, I genuinely don't know. I mean, I've got Horizon sat here that I haven't touched. I've just got out into the open world. I'm planning on going back to that at the end of the month. Because I'm going to be away from my PC for a week. I'm going to stay at my dad's for a week at the end of the month. I'm just going to take the PlayStation with me, and then I'm just going to play a load of Horizon for the week. That's the plan until I get annoyed with it, and then I'll buy Elden Ring on the PS5 probably. Don't know. But yeah. So I genuinely don't. That's the thing, because loads of games are just getting pushed out and pushed out, similar to like the start of this year. Everything's getting pushed into like start of next year now. Yeah. It's like Q4 of this fiscal year, isn't it? So it's all getting pushed right to the end of the fiscal. So I that's the thing. I don't have any, like, there's nothing I can think of that I want right now. I was thinking I would play Starfield, but that's about it. I was like, well,
Starfield
not now.
Cancelled, not cancelled, but 2023.
Yeah, it's been pushed. Which overall is probably, if they're not ready, it's not ready. It's
no.
You don't want to rush it, so it is what it is. But
what's,
yeah,
coming?
Nothing.
That's the problem. Well, not problem, but gives us time to.
EAFC is coming. That's what's coming.
Oh goody.
Right.
Oh goody.
Forget FIFA. It's all about EAFC now, boys and girls.
There's genuinely people saying that that's the end of it for them, and it's like, it's,
yeah, people are morons.
Name, you weirdos. You also got new Pokemon games coming out at the end of the year.
And you think they'll be
Scarlet
good?
Scarlet and Violet. Of course they'll be good. Sword and Shield were great games.
Yep.
I mean, I'm annoyed at myself for getting banned from the Twitch over ranting about them before I'd played them. Lesson learned there. But I'm really looking forward to these ones.
Okay.
You do like a rant.
I do, but lesson learned. I've grown.
Well, I guess that that brings us to the end of proceedings then. We've established Sheepdog has grown. If no one has got any more to add, we will wrap things up there. As ever, if you want to follow us on the internet, you can do that by following at MGUKPodcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
At RB6K.
I'm at Mr. Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.